I mean, you can feel those mufflers, like, if your leg touches it. We used to do stupid shit, like, dirt biking with shorts on. And, like, if your leg touches, like, the engine or the muffler, you're like, holy fuck, ow, why am I doing this?
Yeah. Yeah, it hurts.
I'm young and stupid.
Yeah. That's
better, Kyle?
Yeah, that was awesome. Great. That's how it should always be.
Did anyone else? Christ. Welcome to Sit Sock, everybody. Kyle
That's
is already
best clap
me off.
That I don't give a fuck. Like, why would
everybody's
I care about
so antagonistic?
You
today.
Shattered my
I'm shrieking Joe.
Dreams earlier. You deserve it. I'm Kyle,
and I'm Kevin.
Just because you're weighing injury,
dude. He's not.
I don't
injured.
Know.
He's just my friend.
For I don't have most of the context of that conversation, and Kevin doesn't
you're
have any
it.
Of it,
yeah. And you're not getting it.
Guys are just mad right. about questionable
Guys,
naked activities.
I have to ask you, or I have to tell
questionable
you.
Questionable naked activities is going in the band name list. Sorry, Kyle.
Put it on okay. the list.
So I have been married for like 8 or so months now. And awesome. I have had to wear jewelry to show people that I'm married and that no one can talk to me about sexual things outside of my wife. Or whatever marriage is supposed to mean to people, I'm not sure. But when I got married, I had a ring.
It would be more awkward if they tried to talk to you about sexual stuff inside of your wife. Yeah, yeah.
like from inside of her, like, Pete parts, I hear voices. That
yeah, that's the joke. That was the joke. Was, yep,
oh, God.
Yep, nope. That got less funny than when we talked. Look at it go.
All right.
Today's thing is brought to you by CRC Duster, not a sponsor.
All right, so I had a resin ring that was made of comic books and resin, and it's cool. It's a cool thought, but I highly suggest not buying that ring, because if you do any type of activity in it, it just basically, your skin oil starts to break it down, and it just doesn't last very long, right? It's a sweet ring, don't get me wrong, but the rings that I have, I had 2 rings over the last 8 to 9 months, and they both are completely broken now, meaning like cracked open, and there's like, if any moisture gets in, it separates the comic books out, and then it's, yeah, it's a shit show. So I got a new ring.
Oh, I have destroyed more rings than I've bought.
That's how is that possible? You've been gifted a lot of rings then?
I find them. And I crush them.
You're like a hoarder. Shit. You just find them and take them.
Mostly that, yeah.
Jesus
yeah.
Christ. What?
I was going to get one of them silicone rings.
Yeah. I recommend them. I have one. They're actually quite nice.
I got a
metal one. The only
problem
with that
one.
Is that...
The only problem with the silicone okay. ring is what?
The only problem I found with the silicone ring is if you get a bunch like water trapped under it, you have to like take it off immediately. Otherwise, like the skin starts like warping on your hand, and you start getting all these dead
oh,
skin.
Oh, you still want your skin to work?
Yeah, I still kind of want that.
Yeah, I don't do that. Yeah. No, I don't do that.
It sounds like you might
you just get it tattooed
silicone.
On there.
I also switch back and forth between the silicone and my actual real ring. So anyway, Kyle,
so,
your point
I
was
think I actually got like a tungsten ring. So it's like super heavy, but yeah. it's like thicker
has one of those.
Than a normal ring. It's like 12. It's like it's was it 12 millimeters? So basically, like
you're 12 millimeters,
and it's heavy as hell. And my hand's getting so used to it, and I keep hitting it against stuff accidentally. And I'm concerned at one point I'm going to hit it against something, and it's going to break the thing I hit. So I'll try to keep you all updated on what I've broken with my ring. As a
valid
as a
concern, I,
you're murdering.
I scratched my window in my car. With my ring once.
just accidentally. It's something important.
I actually kind of like the... I know some people who got tattoos.
That's a good idea.
They got rings tattooed
yeah,
on.
I actually dig that yeah. idea.
I should talk to yeah, anybody.
I think it hurts like the like a son of a bitch.
Yeah, probably
likely.
A little.
Most tattoos do, as far as I'm aware. I've only got the one myself.
Yeah, mine didn't hurt, but it was up on a meaty, fleshy bit, so...
Yeah,
I think the bony thingy bit would probably hurt.
Yeah, mine was on the inside of my forearm, and that wasn't too bad. It was like somebody was just like
that's pretty fleshy,
dragging maybe. A shard of like a very fine shard of glass over me.
It sounds fucking like terrifying.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
it
that's
does.
Awful. What are you
that's
talking
about?
That's
the worst about? Way to describe what? A tattoo I've ever
Did
heard.
Did you get your tattoo
life.
In prison?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jesus.
Did you get a glass tattoo?
I wasn't even in prison.
It was
just
somebody.
I just ended up at a prison. No,
I have a tattoo on my left shoulder, and it mostly felt like nothing, with the occasional little pinch, until I tried to show my mom because she was also getting a tattoo. Hi, Mom. And she said, did it hurt? And I had the plastic on. I slapped. It's like, nope. And then she's like, okay. And then she like walked away. And then I kind of collapsed a little bit. But other than that, it was... That was the most painful. It was self-inflicted.
I've had a lot of experience with tattoos in various parts of my body, and I will say that the weirdest ones are ones where you get it, you're getting tattooed in one place, and you feel it in a completely different location in your body. Like, when I was getting tattooed on my underarm, like my armpit kind of area, I felt it, like, in my, like, abdomen. It was just, like, the way the pain was going around. It, like, felt really weird. And getting...
I think that means you have cancer.
Getting a... tattoo on your shin is probably one of the more annoying places to get a tattoo, and
that's why I'm thinking the thingy would.
That sounds like it would be terrible.
Joints are real weird, yeah. So I think if you got it on your finger, you'd feel really weird because you got like that weird joint skin between your knuckles on the bottom side of your knuckles.
And there's no good like meat to absorb it because my understanding is it's like where there's fat and there's muscle and there's like you know meat, it's not bad. But there's none of those on your fingy. It's just bone and fat, maybe, and some cartilage.
That's an interesting. Cause like,
mine was on my chest, It was okay, but the closer it got to the nipple, the more it hurt.
That's true too.
At its apex of the nipple, ooh,
the nipex.
Does yours hit your nipple?
No, it doesn't. But I'm just saying that it's like that's the danger zone. So there's like a.
Ankles too. Danger zone. I've seen people get foot tattoos. Like my mom has a foot tattoo, and there's people who've gotten tattoos on the top and bottoms of their feet. Top of your foot, I imagine, hurts a lot. Bottom of your foot is just a stupid place to get a tattoo because A, no one's ever seeing it, and B, it's incredibly difficult to care for. Like you basically have to.
I've heard that they actually bedridden. That's like the only spot where like a tattoo will really wear off after like time, just like a general amount of time passed because. Of just, it's just constant damage on
wear and tear. Yeah,
there's like calluses being formed and.
Well, have you shown you guys what happened with my tattoo from Ireland that I got, and then I wore a backpack to travel back to the U.S. And by the time I got back, it was like all particleized, like the color had ripped out in weird ways and stuff. Have I ever shown you that?
Weird. I think
because of like when it was healing, I had a backpack strap over the head, and I was like, the keeping it moist and. Putting the saran wrap on it should be fine, but it wasn't. But it looks marbled now, which is kind of cool, but it was not the intended. That was not what I had planned for.
Yeah, my tattoo is coming up on 10 years now, and it definitely looks like a 10-year-old tattoo. And I thought about getting it touched up, but I'm looking at it right now, and I kind of dig how it looks sort of shitty.
Yeah, it's like weathered and worn.
Like an old
sailor. Covered in shit.
Or it was done in prison. Like Joe's.
Yep. Like Joe's glass tattoo.
Yeah.
Mine looks fucking still, like, very clean.
Like you were covered in
like
shit?
Like it was covered in shit.
I'm going to stop with that joke. It's not funny.
And,
lotion your tattoos and stuff? Like, every day? Every other day? Never?
I've never done it.
Yeah, me neither.
Not since I got it.
Apparently I'm the only one that's dry in this group.
Oh, no. It gets very dry. And there's some, like, pock marks from some old pimples, and it's all... Like, the freckles underneath it from that one sunburn I had that one time. You guys remember?
Ooh, yeah.
That's there. So, it looks awful. Like, it's all speckled, and the lines aren't, like, crisp, and it's all nasty looking. But the more it ages, the more I kind of like it. I was going to get a tattoo on the other shoulder, and then I didn't. That's my story.
There you go.
Dude, what's your worst, like, burn story? Because, like, I had one when I was a kid.
Burn?
And we were in Hawaii, and I guess we didn't put enough sunscreen on, and I got buried in the sand, and I think it was, like, a combination of, like, sunburn and sandburn. And I had, like, second-degree burns all over my shoulders the rest of the trip. Like, blisters formed, like, when we got back inside. It was so bad.
Are we talking specifically sunburn, or the worst, burned in general?
The latter.
Okay. Because I've got one, but I want to hear everybody else's.
I have a lot of stories about burns and sunburns.
what's your worst one, though? Like, the sunburn, you're like, oh my god, if that happened again, I would just stop existing.
The worst burn, like, I can't think of... I burned my hand on a stove as a child, but that wasn't bad. And I have some awkward self-inflicted burns from drunken lighter experiences.
Yeah, me too.
But mostly, I think the worst burn I had was a sunburn, and that was when I went rafting back in college. And I it doesn't matter how much sunscreen you put on if you're going to not wear a shirt over it at all and you just jump in the water yeah. and then you go rafting.
Jesus, I remember fucked. That one.
And I elected not to pick a jacket or anything because I was hot. This was a mistake. So I had a wetsuit with just a, like regular straps on it, and I came out of that with a sunburn that I don't want to get too gross, but suffice to say, I have a freckle pattern on my shoulders that comes to a very, to this day, clear line where it stops, and that was where the strap was.
Oh, wow.
So I had sunburn so bad, it gave me freckles. Yep.
That means that it was probably really gross at the time.
I should probably have gone to the hospital, but I didn't, because I was 19.
There you go.
Yeah, I had a... well, this wasn't a sunburn. My mom's, like, super afraid of skin cancer, so I've always worn sunscreen a lot.
Gotcha.
I also get a lot of moles. They're gross, so I try to wear sunscreen. But when I was a kid, we were riding around on dirt bikes one day. Exhaust gets really hot.
Oh, God, those are so hot.
It was
hot.
The 90s.
Oh, my God.
It was the 90s, and I had these sweet wind-breaking pants on. They were cherry. Oh, no. But I stuck my leg on that and didn't notice it till it was too late, and that like windbreaker material melted against my leg.
Oh,
into your leg.
Oh,
or
God.
Just against it. It didn't like destroy my skin. I just remember it hurting really bad and reaching down and pulling it off. But yeah, that was a weird
like
one.
Peeling it off?
No, I got it fast enough that it didn't like destroy anything.
Oh my God.
I mean,
yeah.
You can feel those mufflers like if your leg touches it. We used to do stupid shit like dirt biking with shorts on, and like if your leg touches like the engine or the muffler, you're like, holy fuck, ow, why am I doing this?
Yeah. Yeah, it hurts.
I'm young and stupid.
Yeah.
All right. So the worst one I ever got, we were back in my old Gumdo days. We had this big open air area out on Hanning's Ranch. So we had like the side of a mountain that we had. We'd go camping out there, light a bonfire. That's where I actually did my black belt test. But for this one, it was somebody else's test. And one of my friends had brought one of those Coleman electric lanterns. And we had to be up all night anyway, right? So I was the last person awake. Everybody else had gone to sleep, and Chris, the guy who'd let me borrow, like, who had brought the lantern, he like showed me how to turn it off, right? And at the top of it, it's got like that wire, like the little wire holder, like the actual handle is just a very thin piece of wire that rotates. Mm-hmm. And when I had it, I set it down on the ground and like acknowledged the position of the wire handle as it was, you know, sticking straight up. Then I reached down and I turned off the light. So now I'm in complete and total darkness. And as soon as I had turned it, the wire handle had fallen to the side. So in complete and total darkness, I reached down to grab the wire hanger, like the wire handle. Not realizing it had gone. And that thing had been on for like 7 hours. So my hand
all of the hours.
Continues down, touches the metal, and my three fingers that impact it, like, immediate second-degree burns.
Yeah, no kidding.
It, like, it bubbled. I screamed. It was, like, it's just the most fucking painful thing I'd ever had to do. I couldn't sleep all night. I just sat in a chair trying to will myself unconscious so that I could just stop feeling the pain. I had to, like, find my way to the river and just run my hand into it, which was not a good idea because that river was gross.
It's fine. You just get a little bit of an infection. This is those characters.
Yeah.
So,
thankfully,
all that
we had like a medic.
Go ahead, sir.
Well, we had a medic on site. So in the morning, finally, mercifully came. They got to like wash it out and bandage it up.
Yeah, good that you had somebody on site. Second degree burn shit isn't a joke, man. If that shit gets infected, you're like and be in a sad state.
Yeah.
Suffice to say, I was asking about burns because I've always found tattoos feel the most like a burn once I've gotten them. Like, they hurt in a different way.
I can see that.
When you're getting the tattoos, depending on shading versus line needles and stuff. But afterwards, it feels like a lot like a burn. Like, your skin will tighten up, like, you know, like you got a rug burn or something.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
You know, that's always kind of what I compare to after the fact, but it's super duper hard to describe the pain of a tattoo, I think, depending on where you're going to get it, especially if you've never gotten one in place before a certain area.
And I think, but it's not like that's glass. The more complex. I don't know. That's what it felt like to me. But I mean, again, that's also the difference, right? Everybody's pain tolerance is very different. The location you get it is going to affect how it feels. And well, I think you've got the only like most experience out of all of us because you have the most amount of tattoos out of all of us.
I also think that there's got to be some factor of some kind of skin elasticity or porosity or moisture content or oil content or something, because the descriptions people have of tattoos are so wildly inconsistent, you know, like between body parts and everything, like everybody has different stories, and it's like, how can we have such very different, I mean, pain tolerance is part of it, but like Joe, I know for a fact, has a pretty high pain tolerance.
Indeed.
And I have a pretty high pain tolerance, and we described the tattoos very differently, right? So I just don't understand it. I feel like there's more research that we have to do, so we should be stabbing each other a lot more.
Yes. Also depends on the tattoo artist as well. I mean, some tattoo artists really dig in. Some people, like, if some tattoo artists use like numbing salve, some people don't use that because they think it closes the pores up. Like, some people really dig in when they're tattooing, some people try to do it in phases. It's like, you know, I don't know. There's so many variables, not even on the person side.
Sometimes you're in prison and they just use a sharpened bic.
Right.
A lighter and a needle.
Yeah.
And like pen ink.
What's that? Is it Hawaiian or some Pacific Islander style where they use a needle and a hammer?
Yeah, it's like actually several needles on the end, like in the shape of a hammer, and they just tap it onto your spine.
Oh, man, I'd love to get one of those tattoos.
Dude, that is an endurance.
That's like way more intense.
Well, don't they have like 3 or 4 needles on the end of it? So you get stabbed like 4 times each.
Yeah.
Well, the shading needles are 8 across. They're not 8 across there.
Okay.
They're 4 and 4. Or they're 5 and 4. But a lining needle is only like 6 or 9 or 3. Something like that.
See, I know nothing about tattoo needles, I guess.
I only know the sound it makes when it takes a man's life.
Oh my god, you know someone who's died from a tattoo?
No.
Fair enough.
Metaphorically took a man's life.
I was just making a reference to Tropic Thunder.
Oh man,
deep cut.
That movie has been on my list of movies I want to watch while really high again lately, but haven't had time to. And I bought the special version that's like extended.
You have seen it though, right?
But I want to watch it again, like, because it's absolutely hilarious.
Really?
What
high.
You mean, you people? What you mean, you people?
Yeah.
Yeah. Such a good movie.
Oh no, it's. I like it a lot.
We're probably going to get copyright.
You never go full retard. It is not so okay. Good. I realize that you quote it. You cannot quote that movie.
No, you can't. There's a few quotes you can use. I'm the dude disguised as a dude pretended to be another dude.
As we round the end of this episode, I wanted to bring up something because I was kind of spamming the chat while I was editing it. First of all, I want to say that I don't know what the fuck is going on with our spam on this website, but guys, do better. Like, you're not even trying anymore.
Yeah, Jesus.
This is just random letters.
Yeah.
And it's not even like cool foreign words.
Yeah. But it's weird. It's so weirdly spaced as if it was being typed.
Right. Like, it's like a child who got a hold of someone's porn account.
Yeah.
Like porn spam account, you know? But I really want to talk about the next thing I clipped in there, which is the second to last message, if you guys want to pull that
up. I did see that.
Yeah.
And I don't.
Do you know who this is from? Whose IMDb this is from?
Yeah, I know. Actually, I was reading it the other day because I got excited about it. Or Dalton was telling me about it, I think.
I'm going to assume the cooler part is
the person playing Joe Exotic, as far as I understand it. That's the cool
part. Wait. I just want to say, because I was clicking around, and who can you get? Who wants to guess whose IMDb I was on when I saw this?
I want to guess Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage, Kevin?
I think
Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage.
And I think Kyle already knows. It is, in fact, Nicolas Cage.
I knew it.
Now, do you know who's going to play Carol Baskins is the real question.
Carol Baskins. No, I don't know. I was watching the trailer for the movie you mentioned in the last podcast.
Yeah.
And fucking freaky, for one thing, by the way. Oof. But second of all, I was looking it up because I couldn't remember the name of it. So I was going to Nicolas Cage's IMDb, and this is the top thing. And I was like, you're fucking kidding me. It's Untitled Joe Exotic Project.
TV miniseries. At least 8 episodes.
On Amazon.
Was it Jimmy Fallon or someone that did that skit about Joe Exotic being played by Nicolas Cage? Didn't someone do a skit on one of their shows about that?
Hmm.
I thought someone did. See if I can find it.
Send it to me. I'll put it in the channel.
You send it to me.
Or in the episode. But this is it, everybody. This episode's over now.
Hold on a second.
Like, comment, and subscribe.
I'm almost there.
Oh,
hold on a second.
Kyle's almost there.
Wait for it.
Get a little more in.
We're almost there. Almost.
Wait, you're clicking.
Yeah.
So close.
I thought somebody was rumored to play Carol Baskins, and I couldn't remember. And I thought it was like someone that you're like, holy shit, what? But if I figure it out, I'll let you guys know in a previous podcast.
Jada Pinkett Smith.
Maybe.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Tim Allen. All right. Like, comment, subscribe, everybody.
I think he'd do it justice.
I'll hit you up.
Oh, it's Kate McKinnon. That's who it was. Do you guys know who Kate McKinnon is from Saturday Night Live?
Yes.
Okay. She's supposed to play Carol Baskins, which she's crazy enough to do it. So
I can see.
Also, like,
it.
Comment,
I can
and
see
subscribe,
it.
Yep. And you know all the stuff Kendrick said.
Yep. Do that.
Bye.
We love you.
Bye now.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.